Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, yes, indeed, boys and girls. We try and, any chance we get, play this tune. Because when it's special, when somebody's returning, after it's been a while, we want them to feel welcome. We want them to feel good. And we want to welcome back the great Steve Zabin, who for many, 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 many years, probably more than I can count, anchored the 4-7 slot along with Andy Pullin on the sports reporters on the Team 980, ESPN 980, and all of that in between. And of course, you know him from all the national work he's done and some on 106.7. And tomorrow afternoon, boys and girls, at noon following AWOD on both the Team 980 and 106.7, the fan Steve Zabin is back in the power chair. And Zabe joins us right now. Zabe, how the hell are you?
Rooster, you glorious bastard, you're far too kind, although I would advise you, you may have to duck some rotten tomatoes and raw eggs, because there is a certain portion of the listening area and audience, and certainly Commander's fan base, that thought I was a bit too cheeky this year when the Packers were playing and beating the Commanders. They felt like I was somehow being dismissive of the Commanders, when in reality, all I was saying was that the Packers defense was playing at a level the first week of the year. Because remember, this was Sunday, they crushed the Lions. Thursday, on a short week, the Commanders come in, and they pretty much just bottled up Jaden Daniels and everything they tried to do. Quick game, long game, you name it. And I just was like, it's cute to I could tell sitting there on the stands, I'm like, it's cute to think that the Commanders would have a chance to win this game. They're not winning this game, not right now. And people took that as a great betrayal. They took it as a unnecessary shot for me. So
you were right, Zabe. You were right. You were just spinning the truth. People don't like to hear the truth, Russell, when it's an inconvenient truth.
Russell, how many times have you been dead right about something and yet you've been the human pinata it when it comes to this team or the Redskins of years gone by? As I like to say, there is no money in being right in this business. No, it's all about being loud. But look, I am humbled and thankful to be back. I never actually left. So I think the last time I was on JFK on Saturdays was early 2022. And then I just decided I was going to focus on, you know, the opportunity I had in Milwaukee. And lo and behold, that was one of an all-time shockers in that the company vaporized the station mid-football season, right in the middle of the Brewers' run to a possibly World Series that they ran into the Dodgers, and that was that. But still, it was, of all the times to go, yeah, no, we're not doing this anymore, it was shocking. But
yeah, it was
that's
kinda crazy.
The life we sign up for, right, Russell, in radio? These things can and do happen. So I never physically moved. I listened to you guys all the time. I listened to everyone on 106.7. I listen to you as well, and I talk to Sheehan all the time. The only thing I haven't done in these last 3+ years is I haven't been in the day-to-day weeds, battling every little nuanced battle about the Commanders. And that's where I'm going to need the most ramping up as I fill in from time to time, because I know the basic shape of certain narratives, but you know how it is when you're doing daily radio, and you know, you get in there on a Tuesday and you start going tooth and nail with Andy Poland about our free safety play and why LaRon Landry is an absolute detriment to humanity.
Right.
And you argue that and take calls.
And you're right. And you get told that you're this or that, and you're right. And you turn out to be right. Well, no, I didn't mean to say that you left the area. I mean, I know the situation.
But some people do think. Some people thought I died.
Right.
Some people hoped I had died.
The good news is that you didn't. I can confirm 100% truth. You did not.
Not and AI. You are I'm very not AI much, coming to you right
yeah,
now. I'm very much alive.
You're very much alive and kicking. And tomorrow afternoon, people can hear you from noon to three on both 106.7 and the Team 980. Now, normally they can still hear you on the Zabecast, and you do all that stuff, and you're doing everything that is Steve Zabin. And I just wanted to make sure we reach out and let everybody know that obviously, you're going to be on. We'll just say on as opposed to coming back. But also, it's interesting that you started off with the week two game, right? Because that was the game where everything started to go wrong for the Commanders, right? If we could spin it back to them. And it wasn't just the offense and Jaden getting hurt and what they wouldn't do against Micah and the Green Bay Packer defense on a short week Thursday night Lambeau in that incredible atmosphere. It also, quite honestly, was their defense, which was not good in that game outside of an early fourth down stop, and they got shredded. And actually the final score should have been a lot worse than it actually turned out to be. But that was kind of like, I don't want to say the beginning of the end, Zabe, but that was kind of like the beginning of the nightmare.
That game really beat up the Commanders.
Yeah.
Several big injuries in that game. I actually played golf the following day with our friend and colleague, Chris Johnson, CJ.
CJ.
Who runs the Commanders radio network. And we talked about the game during our round, and he said, he said that the locker room after that game was more somber than he has seen it in a long time, just because they were so beat up after that game. And so you're right, that took a lot of the wind out of the sails. And then since then, obviously any injury to Daniels is huge, and he's going to miss Sunday. That was declared early on. I think it's the smart thing. You start to worry about the Carfax report on this kid growing in length. By the way, let me also include this while I got a second. Every bit of the way, last year, I had great joy and happiness for the Commander's success and Jaden Daniels. I love this kid. He is amazing, both on the field and in how he rolls. He is like the anti-RG3. Would you agree, Rooster?
Oh, my gosh.
He is not like, phony in the ways that RG3 was.
All right, let me ask you that, being that you just brought it up. You heard this hubbub of his mom and yelling at people on Twitter, and then RG3 got involved. What did you make of that?
Yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's embarrassing for RG3, but here's the deal. He's not capable of embarrassment.
He doesn't know.
We have learned.
Yeah, he's still tone deaf.
And while we're talking embarrassment, Russell, let me go back to his first couple months here. I said on the air, this is embarrassing. I said on the air to Andy, I go, Andy, he has an unnatural maturity to him, this Robert Griffin III. Hook, line, and sinker, did I fall for it. It was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
But Daniels is amazing. The fluidity, the software in his quarterback brain to make reads, the precision, the way the ball flies out of his hand. I love everything about it. The one thing I was terrified of coming out of college, still am, is just his willingness to run and get his nose in there and get beat up. And the fact that the NFL grinds guys like this up, you got to be very, very careful.
There is no doubt that should be a concern. How much of a concern? That's where the argument comes in. And I don't know what to make of his mom, whether she's just protective mom, or, you know, she's also involved as kind of quasi his agent. So she's got his career and all of this stuff. I don't know. Some of it is weird to me. I just hope we don't have any further problems in that regard. But I don't feel super confident. Steve Zabin's coming back, boys and girls, officially tomorrow to the Team 980, 106.7 The Fan from noon until 3. You can check him out tomorrow afternoon, noon to 3, 106.7 and the Team 980. He's with us here for a couple minutes at Zabe, of course, on Twitter and X. And speaking of the time in between the last show you did here, and obviously you were busy in Milwaukee and doing the Packers and the Brewers and all that, and everything was, you know, for the most part was great. I remember the first time I got to work with you. None of us really thought it was possible that Dan Snyder was gonna sell this team. I thought it was possible that he could get removed from the NFL, which essentially is what happened here, Zabe, even though they say he just sold the team. What did you make of that whole situation and that whole transition, and then what Josh has done since taking over?
Well, I was super happy for everyone, for you guys in the media that cover the team and the ecosystems that depend on a healthy, functioning NFL mm-hmm. team, because if you don't have a healthy, functioning NFL team, sports radio is really hard. It cannot live on the other sports. I'm a firm believer of that. So so I was very happy to see that, to see him finally run out. But like a dictator that had already laid waste to the nation that he ruled, the remnants of what was left over was pretty bad, both on the field and, of course, the name. The name was the biggest calamity of all, and that's a tough one for a lot of us to square who grew up rooting for them. But that's a separate argument. But I was super happy to see him ousted, and I thought the way the NFL did it, the way they went about it, was just brilliant and ruthless and gangster-like. They pretty much cut off his oxygen. They cut his electricity. They turned off the water at the street, and they just said, okay, what are you going to do now? Pretty much Snyder realized, I'm not going to win against the concerted efforts of the Shield mm-hmm. and a bunch of other owners. I think the only other owner that was in his corner was Jerry.
Well, I think when Jerry really kind of behind the scenes, and maybe some publicly, Zabe, turned his back on him and finally cut off the nipple, I think that ended it.
I think at one point Jerry said, I can't defend this guy any further.
Yeah.
I was always convinced, Russell, that Jerry had a friendship with Dan for one reason.
Yes.
Dan was dumber than
Jerry.
So why wouldn't you want to fluff up and befriend a guy who's your division rival who's going to do dumb things? Not that Jerry doesn't do dumb things. He does. But they were orders of magnitude less dumb than Dan.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Zabe is with us. Again, make sure you listen to him tomorrow, noon to 3, 106.7, and the Team 980. Hey, Zabe, there was this big gambling thing in the NBA that we all found out about yesterday, and we've been hearing about some of these names and whatnot, but Chauncey Billups, obviously, the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, gets caught up in this, and there's some serious allegations. I mean, they're talking about card rigging and X-ray vision and all this stuff. I mean, these guys are going, I would assume, to jail for a while. What does this mean for the NBA and sports gambling in general when all of these leagues are in bed with the FanDuels and the DraftKings and so on and so forth?
I would like to think that it's going to have a profound change to the league or to the cozy business relationship with the gambling conglomerates, but I have become in my old age more realizing that nothing ever happens. Mm. Nothing that should happen ever actually does happen. So I don't know how much this derails the NBA per se. I think there was a lot of things that have lowered the NBA as a must-watch entity for a lot of us, myself included, until, you know, May rolls around. I mean, mm-hmm. the playoffs are legit. The rest of the season is quite phony. The whole load management thing took a huge chunk of credibility out of the league. So this just further erodes it. But it is shocking in its scope and its brazenness because these guys are just total dummies. And did you see the totals, the total career earnings?
Oh, yeah.
That Billups and Terry Rozier made? 100, $110 million. Yeah. Terry Rozier was a nice player in the league, is a nice player for as long as his career is going to last, and I think it's over. He was not anyone of significance.
Yes.
Like, the history books will barely note Terry Rozier. Yes. He made $110 million, and yet willingly got involved in this kind of stuff, which leads to just a fascinating deep dive into human behavior, greed, gambling, yep, addiction, and more.
And you think about it, like, Chauncey Billups is not only a great former, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, for God's sakes, and a head, yeah, coach, or he was.
And as a coach. I
mean, yeah.
The word is, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and there's, yeah, more to come.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the guys that probably flipped and helped the feds out was
Gilbert,
our boy
Arenas.
Gilbert.
Yep,
Agent
absolutely.
Zero even said snitching Gil coming, yeah, soon.
I was going to
when he got out of jail.
I was going to ask you about that, but I would believe that in a second. You know, maybe that's an unpopular spin, but I would believe that in a second. Gilbert has never been, let's just say he's never been the sharpest tool in the shed. So, for a lot of,
like,
reasons.
You wouldn't have thought that his Wikipedia, yeah, with the huge section about, yeah, the gun stunt,
yeah,
in the locker room, you would have thought, Russell, that the Wikipedia controversy section would have no more room for Gilbert Arenas. They're going to have to tack on a whole nother chapter now.
Hey, you're known for, obviously, for everybody that remembers you for so long here on the Team 980, and throughout your media career, national, local, Milwaukee, Washington, whatever, for your irreverent style, right? I think that's what you're kind of known for. At least that's what I, you know, kind of perceive, right? You just don't do box score radio, which is great. And I love it. But I thought of you when I was sent a list of all of the people in the affidavit, or not in the affidavit, in the all the nicknames.
The nicknames are gold. Thank you for reminding me of that. I got to do a segment on that tomorrow because they're hilarious. It's hilarious how some of the nicknames have no actual,
oh my gosh,
connection to the real names.
Right? Like, Osman Hody is Albanian Bruce or Big Bruce. I mean, you know, like, okay. Tony Goodson is Black Tony. That's him. Sugar is Shane Hennin. I don't even know who half these guys are, but they're mobsters. Matty Dedino is known as the Wrestler. And then Chauncey Billups has no nickname.
I mean, it should have been Big B.
Right?
Lips. The C train, like,
oh,
it should have,
gosh,
been something. I also love how Horatio Hu, H U, is known as H.
Just
and
H.
I'm like, fellas, yeah, you're missing an, right, easy one. He's H squared.
Yes.
He's Horatio,
yeah,
Hu.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of Eric Ernest is Spook. I mean, there's
Jen
a guy Hugh named Flappy.
Is known as had one of his nicknames Stanley.
Oh, gosh.
You going to talk to Stanley about this? Who's Stanley? Yeah, Jen. That's Horatio's brother.
I mean, you know, and we know, like, those of us that are fascinated, and I certainly include myself in this category, with the mob, right? And the history of the mafia in whatever city, but especially
are
New York.
Are you a big mafia aficionado?
I love the history, and I love reading about it and the documentaries. And, you know, my father used to work at a bakery on Bath Avenue in Bensonhurst, Abe. You love this. And young guy.
He probably paid protection money to one of the five families.
Well, I don't know that. He never said anything about that, and I was too stupid to ask.
It's
but,
a shame if your bakery went up in flames one day. Why? Why would it do that?
No, but think about this. A young John Gotti, like 16, 17, 18-year-old John Gotti, used to come into the bakery and hang out with my dad all the time.
Yeah,
and
no.
Just sit there and shoot the you know what. But this was before John Gotti got involved and,
yeah,
you know, of course, escalated to, you know, ultimately be the Gambino crime family boss.
Yeah, I don't know the history, like, really well, but I am an enthusiast of it. I love movies about it. And to me, there are so many scenes in The Sopranos that,
yep,
I'm sure were very similar to what these card games were like.
No doubt.
With these NBA players.
No doubt.
But,
either way,
yeah.
I mean, all the technology in the world and you know, whether it was Gil that snitched, I don't know. But, I mean, some of the sophisticated technology that they tried to get away with. And then think about this, right? Like, you and I text back and forth, and we're talking about family, we're talking about radio, we're talking about the business and whatever. I mean, all these guys are like, hey, let him win, make sure he wins so he feels good, so he doesn't walk around from the table, so he spends more money. I mean, and they got busted for all of this inside communication. It was just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's
crazy. And to me, on the gambling front with sports, I do believe that prop bets are the snake in the Garden of Eden.
Mm.
And I don't know how you expel that, because they're the most profitable thing for these online giants.
Yes.
The kids love them. Jesus, the teenagers and the 20-year-olds love the prop bets.
Well, think about this, Abe, and I know we got to wrap this up, but Vic, just give me another minute here. My goodness, think about when you and I were younger, right? And even when we were well in this industry, the only game you could get props on was the Super Bowl.
Exactly, because bookmakers didn't have the bandwidth or technology to manage prop markets.
Yeah,
and
now
you also need... Right. You also need a wide array of people offering props to regulate, well, what is a fair number?
Right.
Is it 12 and a half? Is it 15 and a half? And then you've got to be able to track a ton of this stuff easily electronically, and that didn't exist before platform mobile betting became widespread and embraced. So that's a tricky one. I've talked to some gambling guys about their thoughts on that, because, you know, if all the major players said we're going to ban props, there's going to be an offshore entity that says, well, we'll offer the props.
Absolutely.
And then what are you going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Zabe, I'm looking forward to hearing you as I'm bumping around town tomorrow from noon to 3 on 106.7 and 980. Welcome back, even though you never really left. Very happy to have you back on the radio where you belong, okay?
Thank you. I'm back. I'm filling in out of the bullpen, and I'm just happy to be an arm available for some innings.
Attaboy. Okay. I you know, Zabe, I need the rest of the year off. Are you good?
Well, you check with your HR manager about, I don't know how much time you have left.
Well, the answer to that is not much. Thank you, Zabe. Appreciate it. Welcome back officially.
All right, Rooster, we'll see you.
All right, that is Steve Zabin. Again, you can check him out tomorrow from noon to 3. It really is not much time left in so many ways. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. If you missed any of the show so far, you can check it out on the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the Odyssey app. Come on back. We have our dueling Super Sunday six-pack, six games against the NFL spread, in the top six teams in order, ranked 1 through 6. In the National Football League. That's straight ahead. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, everybody, we welcome you back for the rest of the show. Thanks to my guy, Zabe, who again makes his return, even though he didn't want to say welcome back necessarily. He's making his return to the local airwaves. It's been, I didn't realize this. I thought it was 2023, but he said 2022 since he's done a local show. And tomorrow afternoon, you can listen to him right here on the Team 980. And, of course, 106.7 The Fan simulcast from noon to 3. So you got AWOD in the morning from 9 to noon. And then you have Zabe from noon to 3. And then the DOC is back on, I believe it's both stations, up until actually, you know what? I think we have a college football game on after Zabe, and Doc will be on 106.7 up until the cap. So there you have that. So you have lots of local and live sports talk for you tomorrow, all throughout the day, starting at 9 a.m. But again, the return of the Zabe coming up at noon. All right, let's get to it, Victor. This is called our Dueling Super Sunday Six-Pack. Right? Linnell does a super six pack for every day that ends in Y. We do two of them per week, but we do it in one segment. It's revolutionary. It's evolutionary. It's scintillating. It's never been heard before. And we are kicking ass and taking names, baby. Let's get started with where we've been really good. Against the spread, we pick six games each and every week. We don't do over-unders, none of that nonsense. We just do the spread. And the last 2 weeks, 4-2 last week, 5-1 the week before that. We had a 6-0 week a couple of weeks ago. I think that was a month ago. So we've been on a bender and then some, baby. We're 24-18 overall against the spread, and we pick every Washington game, whether we like it or we don't like it. But let's get started with game number one. We mentioned Lamar Jackson, a full go in practice for the Baltimore Ravens as they host Little Benny and the Bears coming up this Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. The Bears are 6.5-point underdogs at 4-2. The Ravens have been awful this year, right? But everything screams, hey, the Ravens are getting healthy. Lamar's coming back. Everything's going to be great. Well, guess what? They weren't great before when Lamar was actually playing. And if you didn't notice, their defense has been pretty miserable. And if you didn't notice, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and the Bears have been cranking out the offense. Give me the Chicago Bears plus 6.5 over the Baltimore Ravens. I don't know if the Bears will win the game. I mean, listen, the Ravens are going to be better, no doubt about it, after a bye, a little healthier all around and getting Lamar back. But for God's sakes, give me the Bears plus the 6.5. Maybe they hang in tight. Game number two of our Super Sunday six-pack, I'll take you to Houston, H-Town. The San Francisco 49ers roll into town. And the 49ers, we know, so beat up and have been all year, but have been so good. And Kyle Shanahan continues to get a whole lot out of a whole little. And I should probably pick them and not trust C.J. Stroud and company. But DeMeco Ryans, you know one thing about the Houston Texans. A, they're going to get after it on defense. B, you know, Stroud and some of their weapons, they're able to run the ball. They're at home. I like Houston in this spot as short 2-point favorites. I'm going to go with the Texans. They played okay on Monday night. I think they got off to a slow start. I do worry a little bit about the short week and the longer travel and all that coming back from Seattle. But I'm going to lean towards Houston here and take them minus the 2 over Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. Game number 3, The New York Jets are 0-7, and Aaron Glenn is playing games at the podium. He doesn't want to name a starting quarterback. Here's what I know. I'm begging for them to go with Justin Fields. They're probably going to go with Tyrod Taylor, but he won't tell the media. The media is trying to pester him with questions. He's telling them, go scratch, and we don't know exactly, but it'll probably be Tyrod Taylor. And let's be honest. If it's Justin Fields sucks so bad that Justin Fields is going to get benched, so it'll be Tyrod Taylor anyway. So I'm just assuming that we're going to go with Tyrod Taylor. However, they're in Cincinnati against the Bungles. Joe Flacco minus six and a half for the Bengals is my pick, because the Bengals have all the weapons that we know. Joe Flacco has now settled in a little bit and done a nice job overall. We know what they did last Thursday night to the Steelers. They had a little extra time to prepare for this game. Jets, yes, desperate at 0-7, but the Jets are 0-7 because they're 0-7. They suck. And their defense is okay and fine. But the Bengals offense, too deep, too explosive. Chase Brown finally got going last week. They've got, you know, obviously everybody knows they're two top receivers, but they've got more, and they've got tight end Noah Fant, who won me some money last week on a prop bet, thanks to a little advice that I got on the Kevin Sheehan show. So give me the Bengals -6.5 over the New York Jets. Game four with you on this Sunday. The Atlanta Falcons hosting the Miami Dolphins. And favored by 7.5. We don't know if Michael Penix exactly is going to play. He's been banged up throughout the week. There was some word, some buzz that Kirk Cousins might start. Maybe we'll see Kirk Cousins if Penix is ineffective, or if he gets banged up, if assuming that he starts and it's not Cousins. Either way, I think Kyle Pitts is going to have a big day in this. He's starting to get targeted a lot more. I think he had 10 targets. You know Drake London. You know Bijan Robinson. You know how terrible Tua Tagovailoa is. You know Tyreek Hill. Tagovailoa got benched in Cleveland last week. A lot of controversy. Mike McDaniel might be coaching his final game. Who knows? Give me Atlanta with their blitzing defense, their aggressive defense at home. And I don't love them always at home, but because they've disappointed me before, I'll take them -7.5 over the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, game five, Sunday night football in Pittsburgh. That's right. The Green Bay Packers taking on Aaron Rodgers for the first time since he left them. Certainly a lot of revenge on the mind of Aaron Rodgers. He has admitted the final year in Green Bay was not fun. Yeah, he went to the Jets and was fine there, and he's obviously had a good first half of the season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Green Bay is favored in this one by 3, even though it's in Pittsburgh, and you would think, right, the home team, pretty much a toss-up. But Pittsburgh's defense, man, has been awful. And you give me Jordan Love and, you know, Jacobs on the road and some of their receivers, Golden starting to play a bigger part, and Tucker Kraft and all those guys. I just think Green Bay, Micah Parsons had 3 sacks last week. Green Bay's defense getting a little more juice, getting a little more comfortable. Pittsburgh's defense has been awful. I can't exactly explain it, but they've been awful, especially in the secondary. Give me Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers shoving it where the sun don't shine to Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Give me -3 on the road for Green Bay in Pittsburgh, which is not something that makes me feel exactly comfortable. And our final game, as we said, we pick the Commanders game each and every week, whether we like it, we don't like it, what have you. This week, we actually like the pick. That's right. The Commanders are now 12.5-point consensus underdogs in Kansas City on Monday night with their defensive woes, yes, with their 44-22 blowout at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys last week, and with no Jaden Daniels and, of course, Marcus Mariota. But we think, at least we think for now, that Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel are coming back, and with Mariota, certainly a veteran, certainly capable of running the offense. To me, I think this game screams out closer than most people are anticipating, even though the Chiefs are starting to rock and roll. I mean, they've got weapons upon weapons. Rashee Rice is back. Xavier Worthy can stretch. Obviously, Kelsey's been a little bit reborn in the last couple of weeks. We know about Patrick Mahomes, and there's more. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown. I mean, there's an embarrassment of riches for the Kansas City Chiefs. But they are missing their starting left tackle. and they're banged up on the right side of their offensive line. So maybe, just maybe, as banged up as the Commanders are, they can keep this game close. And I think they will. I think they'll lose, but I think, and we'll have our official prediction on Monday in terms of score, but I think they can hang in there. I think they'll cover the 12.5. I think this will be a 7 to 10 point game, somewhere in that range. We'll have more on that on Monday. But those are the picks. The Bears plus the 6.5 on the road in Baltimore against the Ravens with Lamar back. Houston minus 2 at home against San Francisco on a short week. The Bengals minus 6.5 at home against the New York Jets. And we don't know the quarterback situation there. Atlanta minus 7.5 at home against Miami. Green Bay minus 3 Sunday night in Pittsburgh over the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. And Washington plus the 12.5 over Kansas City on Monday Night Football. Now, because this is the most, again, revolutionary. What does Seth Rollins say, Vic? You're a big wrestling mark like me. The revolutionary, whatever.
He's a visionary.
Visionary. He's a visionary.
He's Seth.
Even though he got destroyed by Bron Breakker what's his name? Reed.
Bronson Reed.
Bronson Reed. There you go. And Paul Heyman turned his back on him and all that stuff. So that's what this segment is about, right? Who gives you the kind of content in one segment that I'm going to give you right here, right now, that we give you each and every Friday? Again, some people do top six lists on every day, ending in Y. We don't do that. We make it special. And again, don't forget, we're 24-18 against the spread, so you might want to take our advice to the window. But we're going to rank the top six teams in the NFL in this week. What is this, week 8? Of the NFL season, but we're going to go from 1 through 6. That's right. We don't do a countdown. We do a count up, baby. We do it different around here. Number 1 in all the land. Man, did they barely survive. Oof, did they barely survive. The New York Giants. But they did. With a miraculous 33-point fourth quarter, the Denver Broncos were number 1 last year. Last week, they stay at number 1 just by a nose. Just by a nose. Good for them. The Denver Broncos are taking on the Dallas Cowboys. So hopefully they will help out the Commanders and everyone else in the NFC East. Number 2 is Daniel Jones, Jonathan Taylor, and the Indianapolis Colts. They just keep rocking and rolling, baby. Went to Los Angeles and just shredded the Chargers last Sunday. The Indianapolis Colts are number 2. Number 3 is the opponent for the Washington Commanders on Monday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs. That's right. They are back. Last time we saw them, Sunday night win. The Kansas City Chiefs are back and perhaps better than ever. I don't know. Perhaps better than ever. Number 4 is the Seattle Seahawks. Again, they won against the Houston Texans on Monday night. They struggled a little bit in the second half, but Sam Darnold's playing so well for them and their defense, as we'll see here next Sunday night. Good luck next Sunday night on a short week. The only chance you really have is that Seattle's coming in off of a long road trip and back-to-back road games. But Seattle at number 4 after their Monday night win against the Houston Texans. And number 5 is the Detroit Lions, who, for the most part, stifled Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday Night Football, in case you didn't miss it, or in case you missed it, rather. It was the early of the two games, 24-9, memory serves me correct, in terms of that. And of course, their secondary completely ravaged with injury, 4 new starters from the start of the year, but they do have Aiden Hutchinson, and of course they do have that explosive offense still. Detroit, give me them at number 5. And number 6, the team they beat on Monday night, I'm still going to give an ode to Tampa, even coming off the loss. They take on the New Orleans Saints this week. I was thinking about putting that in the 6-pack, but I went away from it just because they have so many injuries still. No Bucky Irvin, once again ruled out. Chris Godwin ruled out. Mike Evans ruled out. He's going to miss at least much of the season, if not the entire rest of the season, with a broken clavicle. So once again, Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have their work cut out for them just with so many injuries. But they've been resilient, man. They've been feisty. They've been fiery. And I think they deserve at least to be included in the top six. So Denver, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit, and Tampa. Three AFC right in a row, three NFC right in a row. Plus all the picks that we made, we'll try and put it up on Twitter. And when we return, we'll come back and wrap up the show with Dum Dum of the Day and say goodbye and lead into Burgundy and Gold Today with Linnell Willingham next on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yes, indeed. Before we say goodbye on a Friday afternoon, we mentioned it earlier with Zabe, the big gambling conspiracy fallout in the NBA, just ruining the beginning of the NBA season. But a lot of people think Gilbert Arenas is responsible for some of this, right? Old Gil, you remember him, Mr. I'm going to take out a gun in the locker room and I'm going to do everything stupid and idiotic that I could possibly do, yet make plenty of money and get my own show. And I guess he's got an underdog fantasy show that you would literally have to put an ice pick in my forehead to get me to watch. Anyway, yesterday, Gilbert Arenas, again, speculation that he was responsible for getting himself maybe a lighter deal or a lighter situation, because he's indicted on three federal charges in July that included hosting illegal high-stakes poker games in California. So a lot of people thought he turned in Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier. Well, whether he did or he didn't, all of this led to Gilbert Arenas on his TV show coming in with a bag of lunch, a brown bag of lunch, dancing to the set. You know what that bag said and was written? It said, quote, informant lunch. Informant lunch. So obviously he's having a little bit of fun at the fact that people think he's an informant. And when he was asked about it, he said, no, this is my lunch. This is my lunch, man. I didn't get to eat it over there. I was talking too much. Gilbert Arenas has never been confused with somebody that's smart. The 43-year-old put it all up on his Instagram. You can go check it out if you'd like. He's saying he had nothing to do with it, blah, 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 blah. I don't really care at this point. But he also got into a spat with Rachel Nichols, who, as you know, does some stuff for Monumental. She's currently also an analyst with Fox Sports One. She reshared the video on Thursday and then has apparently deleted it. But she said, Gilbert Arenas says snitching Gil coming soon after being indicted on 3 federal charges. And of course, now everybody thinks that he's the snitch. So basically what I'm here to tell you is that Gilbert Arenas, you're still an absolute walking, breathing moron. Thanks, buddy. You know, when you're Gilbert Arenas and you do as many stupid things as he's done in his career and life, you deserve the criticism. You deserve to be called out. You deserve anything that comes your way. That's what you deserve. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to JT the Vic for doing a great job and helping us out on the show as always. Thanks to Zabe, who will be back again tomorrow, noon to 3, 106.7 and 980. And as well, Ben Standing from Command Land in Ashburn. Earlier, thanks to you guys for listening, calling, being a part of the show. Linnell's up next, Burgundy and Gold today. I will see you back here at 1 on Monday. We'll be joined by Bob Wischusen, who does so much great broadcast work. We'll tell you why on Monday when we return. Have a great weekend, everybody, and go bid on the Best Buddy silent auction right now. Best Buddies VADC. Go and spend some money and get some really cool items. Adios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.